It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lil Nas X showed his love to Billy Ray Cyrus for Old Town Road being a success by buying him a Maserati sports car. He showed up at Billy Ray's house in cowboy attire as Postmates delivered the Maserati. There's a video, and they hop in the car, and Billy Ray Cyrus is like freaking out, and they drive off for a ride. Here's a clip of the video.
What's up?
What are you doing here, man?
Yeah, I got you something.
What are you talking about?
I need you to come out here.
What are you talking about? I need you to come here. Look at you all lit up, man.
I got you something.
Wait a minute. There's no way.
It's yours. Hotel Road, number one, seven weeks.
Hey, 7 weeks, man. Yeah. Wow, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wait, like, isn't that like all the money he's made? Probably. It's one song. You're going to go buy Billy Ray a Maserati.
I know that. I was thinking the same thing. I'm worried about that kid.
Me too.
Ellen DeGeneres announced Tuesday that she, do you think she is leaving the Ellen Show or staying?
No, she was talking about that. She might.
Here's what she had to say.
From the beginning, I said that this show was going to be like a relationship. Uh-huh. We've been through the good, the bad, the 50 Shades of Grey phase, and it's been a lot of fun, and 16 years is a pretty good run. Sometimes you need to take a break.
No!
But I don't. You're stuck with me because I just signed for 3 more years.
Yeah! I'm dancing in the studio.
Natalie Portman is setting the record straight on her rumored relationship with the singer Moby. In his tell-all memoir, the singer and producer claimed that he had a brief but romantic fling with the young star after meeting her backstage at one of his shows. So he wrote in the book, "I was a bald, binge drinker, and Natalie Portman was a beautiful movie star, but here she was in my dressing room flirting with me." He goes on to say that their romance ended when Natalie revealed that she met another man, which he described as a moment of sweet relief, because he said, "I thought that I was going to have to tell her that my panic was too egregious for me to be in a real relationship, but one night on the phone, she informed me that she'd met somebody else, and so I was relieved I'd never have to tell her how damaged I was." Well, Natalie Portman is pissed, and she's firing back. She's accusing Moby of lying about their interactions, and I thought this was juicy, about their ages. She clarified to Harper's Bazaar UK. She said, "He said I was 20. I definitely wasn't. I was a teenager. I had just turned 18. She thinks that he intentionally lied about the nature of their interactions as a way to sell his book, and she said that she would have preferred that he or his publishers actually fact-checked the story. She said that he used the story to sell his book, which was very disturbing to her. She said that even at the time, she knew that he was a much older man being creepy, which is contrary to Moby's claim that she essentially initiated a relationship. Chris Rock told fans that the Saw reboot would not be a comedy. The comedian, actor, and director said that the new Saw will just have elements of humor amid the torture and horror. He said it's going to be Sawed, so don't worry. He's going to star in it and executive produce the new film that's going to come out October 23rd, 2020.
Hello. Do you want to play a game?
No, hell no, I do not.
And Howard Stern talked about his days as a judge on America's Got Talent.
So I left America's Got Talent because it was basically silly. I was judging singers. I don't sing.
No.
You know, I mean, what am I doing?
You have ears.
Oh, I would go out there. I would go, "Oh, you're terrible. You can't sing this and that and the other thing." And I was like, "Oh, well, who cares if I ruin their career? I'm interesting." But, I mean, it was fun for a while, but, you know. Turns out America didn't have that much talent.
Yes.
In less than an hour in the next garbage, this artist is becoming an ordained minister.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.